Ellen G. White, The Acts of the Apostles, page 17 to 19. The training of the 12. For the carrying on of his work, Christ did not choose the learning of or eloquence of the Jewish Sanhedrins or the power of Rome. Passing by the self-righteous Jewish teachers, the master worker chose humble, unlearned men to proclaim the truth that were to move the world. These men he proposed to train and educate as the leaders of his church. They, in turn, were to educate others and send them out with the gospel message. That they might have success in their work, they were to be given the power of the Holy Spirit, not by human might or human wisdom was the gospel to be proclaimed, but by the power of God. For 3 years and a half, the disciples were under the instruction of the greatest teacher the world has ever known. By personal contact and association, Christ trained them in for his service. Day by day, they walked and talked with him, hearing his words of cheers to the weary and the heavy laden, and seeing the manifestation of his power in behalf of the sick and the afflicted. Sometimes he taught them, sitting among them on the mountainside, sometimes beside the sea, or walking by the way. He revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Wherever hearts were open to receive the divine message, he unfolded the truths of the way of salvation. He did not command the disciples to do this or that, but said, "Follow me." On his journey through country and cities, he took them with him that they might see how he taught the people. They traveled with him from place to place. They shared his frugal fare, and like him, were sometimes hungry and often weary on the crowded streets, by the lakesides, in the lonely desert. They were with him. They saw him in every phase of life. It was at the ordination of the 12 that the first step was taken in organizing the church that after Christ's departure was to carry on his work on earth. Of this ordination, the records say, he goeth up into the mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Mark 3:13-14. Look upon the touching scene. Behold the majesty of heaven surrounded by the 12, whom he has chosen. He is about to set them apart for their work by these feeble agencies. Through his word and spirit, he designs to place salvation within the reach of all. With gladness and rejoicing, God and the angels beheld the scene. The Father knew that from these men the light of heaven would shine forth, that the words spoken by them as they witnessed for his Son would echo from generation to generation till the close of time. The disciples were to go forth as Christ's witness to declare to the world that they had seen and heard of him. Their office was the most important to which the human beings had ever been called, second only to that of Christ himself. They were to be workers together with God for the saving of men. As in the Old Testament, the 12 patriarchs stood as representative of Israel, so the 12 apostles stand as representative of the gospel church.